Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tyrell Ventura, the son of Jesse Ventura, is our guest. He's worked in television and film for many years and worked on the last season and, of course, worked deeply on the second season. And the most powerful episode that most of the crew agrees is the most informative and earth-shaking is their police state episode. And we've got an article, Bombshell, FEMA Camps Confirmed. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com. Please email the story out to everyone you know. It's full of documentation and links to the television show and the website. And we're also making it the number one search term today, FEMA Camps. Tyrell, this is a short segment, but I want to walk through with you more of what's covered in the episode. We've kind of hit some of the key points here. But talk about fusion centers and the ex-FBI agent whistleblower you talked to that talked about how these are to basically spy on the American people.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, these things are used, you know, under the cover of, oh, we're trying to, you know, prevent terrorism and we're trying to, you know, coordinate information between all these agencies. Where yes, okay, that is good, and that's a wonderful thing. You know, we do want good, clean information and things not getting confused. To protect citizenry. But the problem is that there's no oversight. There's not any person at any one of these fusion centers, if they deem a Ron Paul supporter a potential terrorist threat, they will go out, get your name, find out who what you buy, what you do, and compile all that information. And so because there's no oversight, it's horrible, and they're targeting people. They target people from every walk of activism.
Yeah, everybody's a terrorist.
It's not just a right or a left thing. It's not like, oh, okay, well, this person's, a very liberal activist or this person's a very conservative activist. They target activism in general, and they'll go after each side. I mean, this is not a right or left
thing. Yeah, no, it's secret. It's secret police, commissars like out of the NKVD and Soviet Russia. Mm-hmm. Trying to intimidate everybody and lying about returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, anti-war activists. You know, it just came out a month ago that in several states, Israeli intelligence was hired by the government to spy on mainline tea parties. I mean, this is outrageous.
It is outrageous, and they're using what probably initially the concept was a great idea, and they have turned it so ugly. And they've turned it into such a big brother, like you said, Gestapo building, the Gestapo tactic. That it's I'm just happy that we're able to get it on TV and so you can see this, because the biggest thing is it's like, you need oversight and things like this. Otherwise, they will be abused, as we've seen, we talked to a young activist who was simply a Ron Paul supporter and a delegate for him. And she started being followed and she started being watched. And when she found out that it was all information going back to a fusion center, it changed her into an anti-fusion center activist.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And let me read a quote.
It transformed this person's life.
Let me read a quote here. Fusion center spokesman Lance Klim admits that domestic intelligence gathering centers have no oversight. Quote, we police ourselves, say Klim. And I've heard that on local Austin news. The police are being federalized. It's designed to be abused. They're getting all this data. They're spying, and they say, hey, nobody's allowed to have oversight. That's what the CIA did internationally. It's illegal to have the CIA involved domestically. But Tyrell, they now admit the CIA is involved in the fusion centers.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, the CIA has a hand in everything in this country. I mean, my father saw it firsthand when he found out that there was a CIA agent embedded in state government. They got their hand in everything in this country. And I think the reason that they have no oversight right now is for that way, if they do get caught, if one of these fusion centers does get caught in mainstream media for being, for grossly misusing it, saying like they can simply fire the people involved at that fusion center, wash their hands and say, oh, that was just a bad apple. Create that cover story for what they're doing. Oh, a few bad apples in the bunch, but ultimately we're protecting you.
Stay there,
Tyrell.
You're
right.
Well said.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tyrell Ventura, one of the producers on the hit television show, number one new show they've had last year and this year on True TV, premieres their new Police State episode, confirming FEMA camps tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We've got a key article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bombshell, FEMA camps confirmed. We're making the search term today. Please type it into Google over and over again. FEMA camps, just two words, F-E-M-A, camps, FEMA camps. We're also making stage terror the number one search term, or number two. They'll go back and forth as number one and number two today. Stage terror, because Glenn Beck says government preparing to stage terror. What a big deal to have him come out, the guy demonizing anybody that talks about inside jobs, self-inflicted wound, false flag, government-sponsored Reichstag-type events. Now, Tyrell got cut off by the break, and he was talking. He said something really astute. He said They don't want the oversight of the fusion centers, the federalization centers all over the country, from small towns to big cities, because when they get caught violating people's rights, they want to just fire the underlings. Well, that's already happened in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and in many other states where Homeland Security is hiring Israelis, NLE09 with FEMA, 14 different nations to spy on citizens. They're bringing in foreigners to do this, and we're going to put some of those articles on screen while Tyrell is talking. But if you just search Israeli company spying on citizens for Homeland Security, it will come up.
for you. We wrote a bunch of articles about that. Then even mainstream media picked up on it. So this abuse, Tyrell, is already going on.
Yeah, it's not surprising. I mean, it's really deadly out there, and you know, the abuses are all over the place. They're very flagrant, and like I said, you know, I mean, ultimately, you know, they'll put up the poor underling, fire the underling, much like they did with the Wall Street, you know, deal, is that they'll fire all the small time traders who were legitimately breaking the law, but they'll throw all them in jail, but they'll leave the big wigs behind. It's the same principle. You know, and then that way the public who watches, you know, the news is, oh, okay, well, they fired that guy. He was a bad guy. But ultimately, they're good programs and good projects, which is it's asinine. It should not be that way. I mean, they need to get good governmental oversight or get rid of them completely. You know, we have a good police force. We have a good FBI when they do their jobs, and let them do their jobs, you know, instead of trying to create all more bureaucracy and more ways to subjugate us. You know, it's frightening. I mean, when you and Jesse were knocking at the door at the FEMA camp right outside Austin there, you know, it was frightening when you confronted the woman, the spokesperson, and said, you know, do they hold American civilians here? And all she said was no comment. Well, that's neither a confirm nor deny, meaning she was trying to make sure that she, you know, if she said the wrong thing, she could get in trouble. And to me, the only thing you can say is no.
Well, here's the PrisonPlanet.com headline. Pennsylvania Homeland Security employed Israeli company to spy on Americans, Tyrell. I mean, now they're even using foreigners to do this. That way, if they get caught, they could just say, well, that's a foreign country, just like they use private contractors to spy and do dirty work overseas.
Exactly. Oh, that was a foreign country. Oh, you know, foreign soldier, foreign whatever. You know, oh, yeah. Well, that's not us. They made the mistake. They went too far. You know, we'll let them go. You know, we won't do that again. You know, that kind of, you know, bait and switch kind of tactic.
And Tyrell, you know, they were even spying on members of the Pennsylvania legislature.
That doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. You know, they're after anybody who presents a threat to them. And to where they want to take this country, and it's and that's the biggest key that we have to get out there, is that, you know, it's not about, you know, voting in the Democrat or voting in the Republican and oh, things will change. You have to, you know, we have to vote in a brand new breed of not breed, but a brand new group of politician and a brand new leadership, you know, to truly change the direction of this country. Because the two parties are not going to do it, because they're all, you know, they're corporately owned and bought and sold.
Well, you're right.
Until we get truly good government to step in and bring oversight to these things and shut down these camps, it's going to continue to happen. And it's not about voting for, you know, even this last election, they voted a lot of new people, but really all the new people are still, you know, they're still part of the corporate system. And you got to get away from that. You got to get out of that. And that's what we have to do as good loyal, you know, good citizens is to change this. And hopefully shows like yours and shows like ours will educate the people to wake up and realize that their country has been literally stolen from them. And it's not about to be stolen. It has been. You know, they're not going to build these camps. They have built them. And we need to wake up.
Tyrell, another point on the show I want to bring up. We know the CDC, and I gave you guys the documents, has gone out to Indiana, New York State, other places, and said get ready for millions dead from a bio release. And we know they've been stockpiling coffins in different areas, these plastic coffins in different parts of the country. Your father and I, the governor, went out to Georgia, and they had heard we were coming because we'd hired some locals to take us out there a week before, and they all week had been hauling the coffins away, and about half of them were gone by the time we got there. And we talked to locals that talked to the drivers, and they said, yeah, because they know you're coming. I mean, if it's no big deal to have these coffins, why hide them?
Exactly. You know, if they're really going to be used for what they say they're going to be used, you know, then they wouldn't care if we went out and filmed them. You know, but I'm just thankful that we got there and you know, we caught them with their pants down. You know, they were sitting there, and we got them. And you know, it's not something where, oh, well, the CDC says they're doing this and all that. You know, no, we know what they're going to use them for. You know, and we put it on TV. And you know, I think it's, like I said, I think it's going to be the first time in mainstream media you're going to see a show that truly, truly looks at the subject of these coffins and these FEMA camps and all of that. And you know, and it's such a setup because you can see it coming. You know, they're going to, you know, introduce a virus, whether it's through these vaccinations or whatever, that is going to be a threat to the populace. And then, boom, you use that to start locking things down. And same thing with illegal immigration. You know, oh, my God, all these illegal immigrants and things like that. We got to start putting them somewhere. You know, so let's start rounding people up.
And then that sets up the infrastructure for entire families. And that's actually what came out in 86 in the Iran-Contra hearings with Colonel North. And we have those video clips where they admitted the cover story for building the camps was for the illegals, but it's really for the American people.
And that is a chilling video footage when, you know, the one senator is there trying to get that out onto the table, and then he gets shouted down essentially by the other people who are supposed to be investigating this. You know, and then, well, you can't talk about that. You know, it's just frightening. You know, it's amazing what we let them get away with.
I'll tell you what else is frightening. Glenn Beck said he'd investigated camps. They were real. He was going to expose them. And a few weeks later said none of them are real. And I even predicted how he would do it with straw man. I mean, they got to Glenn Beck.
Well, Glenn Beck to me is essentially a corporate mouthpiece. He's a safe version. You know, when they want to quell activism and things like that, what they'll do is they'll try to move it into something that they run and own, and to where that way they can keep control over it. And I think that's purely what Glenn Beck is there for. You know, he'll allude to something that we're all talking about, and he'll talk about it for a day on his show, and then he'll come back and bury it, just like you said, with a straw man or something like that. So all the people, you know, so that way he can still seem, ooh, I'm counterculture, ooh, I, you know, I'm giving you the truth, but look, it's I disbanded this, because that keeps, like, you know, your average person going, you know, who may be a little bit inclined to know the truth. It kind of keeps that person like, oh, okay, well, Glenn said it's okay, so it must be all right. You know, Glenn Beck is purely he's just a corporate man. You know, he's earning a paycheck and making millions. You know, he's not someone who's, I believe, is out truly fighting, you know, for our rights. I think he uses our activism and our want to make this country better, and he uses that to essentially, you know, make money and also toe the party line, you know, and keep us going in the direction they want us to go.
I tend to agree with you, but I tend to agree with you. Well, I tend to agree with you, Tyrell Ventura, but now him coming out and saying the government may blow up a federal building to blame it on the American people, I think he realizes that this is very serious, and I don't know how they could allow him to do that. This is groundbreaking.
It is groundbreaking. I'm very shocked that he would do that, unless they're going to try to turn it into like a political issue, which it sounds like they kind of are already.
Oh, no, they have. They said Democrats and some mid-level foundations are going to do it.
Which is what they want people to do anyway, is that they want us fighting each other, and they want us fighting each other and not them. You know, so that makes logical sense that, oh, you know, they were going to stage a false flag attack, and it's the Democrats who are going to do it. You know, because then that gets one half of the country going like, oh, my God, I knew that they would stage these false flag attacks, and it's all the Democrats' fault. You know, and then what that does is it splits us and divides us, which is exactly what we don't, what they want to happen. You know, they want us to believe that, oh, it's just one party. It's not the ruling class that's doing it. You know, and I think that's exactly where that story's going, and that's why they probably allowed him to do it.
Very well said, Tyrell. You've got this stuff down. You know, you're one of the main people that got your father to start looking into the whole New World Order system.
Yeah. It was, you know, I was saying, I mean, my father kind of got me to start questioning, you know, media and really questioning history and current events that happened, you know, through his research into JFK. And, you know, and so as I, you know, continue, you know, as I kind of perceive the world that way and start paying attention to more and more things, that's when I kind of discovered the New World Order and the 9/11 and things like that. And I was bringing that to him. I guess it's father-son bonding.
So the circle is now complete. He woke you up, and then you woke him up even more.
Exactly, and we wake each other up a lot of times. You know, I mean, he'll read something that'll shock me that I haven't heard before, and vice versa. And working together on this show, you know, it happens all the time. And of course, now, you know, I mean, even this summer, I mean, I had a very interesting thing happen to me this summer while working on the show.
Stay there. Yeah, let's talk about some of the harassment and things that have happened But it's great to see a father and son working like this. I hope someday my son can work with me. Hope I'm still around then, or that we're all of us are still around. Tyrell Ventura, stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Kaiser is coming up with all the financial news, Drudge Report's top link to us for 7 days straight. He's got our new story out about how this is a big national issue now with the TSA abuse. More has come out on that that I can't even say on air because of all the profanity. But it deals with the TSA and what they call the naked body scanners. That's from the Atlantic Monthly magazine. Okay, that's prestigious. This is really happening. So we've gone to a whole new level here that we've broken through into We're searching the term FEMA camps today. Put it in Google over and over again. I have no doubt you'll make it the number one search term. Then people will find out. I mean, this is big, okay? I went to these FEMA centers with Jesse. I went to Georgia with him. They went a bunch of other places. I didn't go. They've got these congressmen confronted. Jesse talked about the harassment and weird stuff that happened along the way. Tyrell, you are ready. So you want to tell the story of the guy in the suit in your trash. Tell folks about it.
It was interesting. You know, I was I live here in Los Angeles, and I'm not dodging rocket fire from the coastline. I was coming home back in July, early July, when we were first kind of compiling, just started shooting the show. Got home at about 2 o'clock after 2 a.m. after being out at, you know, dinner meetings and things like that. Came up my front entrance. My cousin who I live with was coming up the back entrance, and he says, you know, hey, Ty, there's someone going through our trash in the alley. And, you know, in L.A., sadly, we have a pretty good homeless population. So I was like, well, that's kind of normal. And he says, no, the guy's in a suit. I said, really? And so I walked out, you know, under the back little balcony there and looked down, and sure enough, you know, there's a guy, probably, you know, local hire PI or something like that, you know, going through all of, going through paperwork, you know, that I'd thrown away. He wasn't finding bottles and cans or anything like that, just literally going through any kind of paperwork documentation.
I wish you would have gotten a video camera. You got to keep one locked and loaded at all times. What'd you say to him?
The moment I got down there and went over there, you know, he ran off, and, you know, I kind of yelled after him, but, you know, he kind of ran off into the night, you know, without a word. And, but it was very interesting. You know, the next day I asked all my neighbors, you know, the four other units in our place, and, you know, asked them, is anyone being, you know, anyone going through a lawsuit, or is anyone in a divorce or anything like that? And no. So the only person who was doing anything that would probably necessitate that was myself. So, you know, it happens. And, you know, once you get strange calls in the night and all sorts of that kind of harassment. So, you know, obviously we're shaking them up. You know, obviously they're nervous about what we're presenting, which is good. That means we're doing our job.
Well, a lot of other stuff has happened behind the scenes as well. People go through a lot to bring this information to the public. I was, you know, talking with Charlie Sheen and Mr. Cuban, Mark Cuban, when he was going to put out Loose Change in theaters nationwide, and they called up one of the producers and in Hollywood who was going to distribute it and said, your kids aren't going to be safe. A general who was in the family called up and said, your children won't be safe. This is a message. And I had to hear that. And then Mark Cuban, I was told, had been threatened by the Securities and Exchange Commission if he did not make the film. He got scared and didn't make it, didn't release it. And still, they indicted him, and he released to the New York Times their emails threatening him from the Securities and Exchange Commission, and he got phone calls. I knew about that a year before it was in the news. I mean, they call up and threaten to cut my wife's head off, to do stuff to my kids. That's why my house has got 6 surveillance cameras on it. We're locked and loaded inside. We're not living in fear. You know, if you come to my house to hurt me and my family, no, you will meet resistance. But this is real, and these FEMA camps are real, and this is groundbreaking. Folks, you've heard on the show, I promote a little bit the other shows, and they're important. You know, Plum Island, bioweapons, you name it. But even episodes I'm in, people are like, you're not even really promoting this. I'm promoting this episode because it is super groundbreaking. Tyrell, final comments.
My final comment is just, hey, you know what, tell your friends and neighbors, watch this show, because it is so important that we get people aware of this very dangerous issue that faces us as a country, and we got to put a stop to this, and you know, hopefully if we get enough people that, you know, shook up by what they see on TV, and then they go out and do their own research, you know, they'll hold their political leaders' feet to the fire on this issue and hold their media accountable on this issue for not truly reporting and not truly investigating it. Because, you know, the more news outlets and the more we talk about this and the more we uncover these things and bring them to the light of day, you know, they can't operate. You know, they want to operate in secrecy. And if we take away their secrecy, then they have to close them down. And we're still, you know, we still have the ability to do that. They have not locked us down yet. But we have to be diligent and good citizenry and prevent this from happening. Thankfully shows like ours and yours,
absolutely,
you know, get the rest of everyone else trying. And, you know, these Google searches and making them the keywords of the day, that's important. You know, people see that.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but you have been an exemplary asset to the production. I've been honored to be involved. God bless you. And hopefully we'll get your dad on next week about the JFK episode. God bless you.
All right, take care of yourself, Alex.
Great job, buddy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of November 2010 on this Thursday live transmission. So much breaking news at one time. It's been said that when it rains, it pours. Bombshell, FEMA camps confirmed, video, documentation, all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Top drudge story, dealing with national backlash over TSA naked body searches and pat-downs, rape-downs. Drudge stirs national debate on TSA abuse. Top story, 7 days into the Drudge Report, top linking to us every single day. Very appreciative. That's now caused a huge national debate. Even bigger news is Glenn Beck coming out and saying the government may stage a Oklahoma City style bombing to blame it on the Patriot movement. This is a big development. Glenn now becoming more and more hardcore because he knows they're getting ready to blame it on him. Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage terror. I'll talk about that with Max Kaiser coming up in about 8 minutes. The economy and everything else that is unfolding. I mean, any one of these stories I could talk for 3-4 hours about. It is just so huge. Now, we played this over and over again. It's in Fall of the Republic. It's in Invisible Empire. Burmese's great new film that we produced. All of those films, by the way, are available at Infowars.com. Your purchase also supports the broadcast. But more importantly, you get the films, you make copies, you get them out to people. Infowars.com. Von Rompuy saying, you know, 2010 marks the birth of the world government, global governance. Well, he gave a speech, and we're looking for the video, but at the G20 yesterday, nation states are dead. That's a quote. EU chief says the belief that countries can stand alone is a lie and an illusion. This is the new talking point. Remember the Prime Minister of Canada 2 weeks ago saying nations are dead. We've got to give in to globalism to fix the economy. Globalism has destroyed the economy. It's designed to deindustrialize, in their own words. Huge developments on that front. Then we've got all this other economic news. Greenspan warns of weak dollar. And I got some video clips I'm going to play with Max Kaiser coming up, where Greenspan this weekend at Jekyll Island, where they met 100 years ago to set up the Federal Reserve takeover, said there's criminals in banking. And Bernanke's like going, ooh, on the video sitting next to him. So they've gotten so scared they're now blaming criminals but saying it's not them. So Greenspan telling you that a weak dollar is a problem when they are the ones that just put in quantitative easing and he's supporting that is like Satan telling you that Lucifer is a bad guy. It's like Beelzebub telling you that Baphomet or Leviathan might not be too friendly. I mean, this is off the charts insane. Brazil's Lula says world headed for bankruptcy unless rich nations act. That means pay taxes to the bankers. China lashes out at the Fed over the money printing. They're announcing they want to cut Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. They want to seize your private pensions. That's Bloomberg, AP. In fact, here's the Bloomberg. U.S. debt proposal would cut Social Security, Medicare. Irish borrowing cost hits record high, CNBC. Once they get you bankrupt, then you pay 20-30% of the bankers for the privilege of using fiat currency they issue in your name. They get the whole world through this fraud. As Thomas Jefferson said, if you ever let private corporations grow up around the government and issue currency and credit, your progeny will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. I mean, it is just off the charts. Everything is coming down. And as I've been telling you for years, coming towards this point, once they announce the world government, it will just accelerate from here. But as Lenin, the evil genius, said, there are some times in history where more happens in a month or a year than happened in the previous 100. And so this is a time where the globalists have liquefied the political system to shape it in the way they want, like sculptors. We have to get our hands in there. This is so big. I want to briefly bring Ted Anderson up to give us the latest gold breakdown. They drove it down 3 days ago. It shot back up yesterday and today. Silver shot right back up. Where are gold and silver right now, Ted Anderson?
Well, gold right now is at 1411.80. Actually, that's the peak right now. It's at 1406. Silver hit a high today of 27.57, right now 27.44. Both of them up. Both of them showing green. The numbers are definitely rising again. I mean, it's kind of amazing to watch them try to push it back down. And it's
well,
like
Dr. Roberts,
band.
Explain this. Every time they plunge the dollar, other nations get desperate because they're the biggest holder of dollars. They come in and buy them trying to prop them up. They're being held hostage. It's why they're so mad. Or it makes them devalue their currencies. So the dollar goes down, then it pops back up, but not as high. Then it goes down. So the trend is down overall. Please continue, Ted.
Well, yeah, just like you said, as soon as the United States dollar starts to lose value, the foreign countries start to, you know, start to print their money as well because they're afraid that their exports to the United States will drop. You know, so to try to prop up their economies, it's like a race to the bottom. One currency is going down, then the next one goes down.
Which is the globalist model. Make us dependent because the banks have unlimited fiat money to buy everything up. Ted. Breaking this down, what are today's gold and silver smoking radio offers only available to radio listeners?
Well, you know, silver went up a little bit, so the silver dollar with your videos is still the best buy I have. It's 101 now delivered, but that is, I mean, you just can't beat it. To get the fall of the Republic, you know, end game, the Obama deception all in one tied into a silver dollar for each one of those videos, total of three. For $101, that's really a good buy.
Three silver dollars of this type what, they're almost everywhere going for about, what, $95 a piece?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, $95 for the three?
Well, that's right. I mean, the silver dollars alone, all by themselves, are $96.
And you were losing money at the 89. You're still losing money because at 101, it's three silver dollars, three films, and shipping included. Over, now, because silver's gone up, over $160 value for the three films, the free shipping, and the silver dollars for $101, that's shipping included.
Yep, and then of course we also have this, the British Sovereign right now at $386, $21 delivered because these have to go registered, insured. If you want to use your credit card, we have to send it restricted delivery to make sure it gets to you. But other than that, it's also a really good deal. You get five videos. You get the British Sovereign at $386 plus whatever the little bit of shipping is. You know,
you get Invisible Empire. You get Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. You get Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, and Endgame. Five films, $100 value on top of the British Sovereign gold coin at a great price. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And you've got to say radio special to take advantage of those. They already have good prices, great prices, but it's even better when it's the radio special. In closing, Ted, if people just want to get junk silver or silver half dollars or francs by themselves or full ounces, you've got a lot of great stuff. Tell folks some of the other things you have.
Yeah, sure. We have the Buffalo coin. We have U.S. Eagles. We have bars of, you know, from the Perth Mint, Swiss Credit. We have junk silver. You know, silver bars are very popular. There's just a whole long line. Silver Eagles right now, amazingly, I mean, just going off the shelf like crazy. I mean, the big thing is right now, Alex, people go to their local coin shop and they try to buy coins onesie twosie and they can't get them because there's so much demand right now. I mean, silver's been going up a dollar a day.
No, I've talked to local coin shops who have been sold out of gold and silver and can't even get it right now in Austin.
Yeah, I know that's the problem right now. There's just not enough physical supply to meet the demand. And this problem isn't going away. It's accelerating. As a matter of fact, Reuters is now posting stories about QE3, and we're hardly through QE2 yet.
Yeah, it's going to take 8 months to pump 600 bill to a trill and to devalue the dollar. Now they're talking about even more, because if you read that Federal Reserve announcement last week at 1:15 Central, what, on Wednesday, you notice that they said, or even more, we'll do whatever we want.
That's exactly right. And here's the point. Paper money, which is worthless, can buy gold and silver right now. That is not going to be true in the future if they keep moving the direction they are. You may find a day where you're not going to be able to buy anything with paper fiat money like the Germans did back during the Weimar Republic. Certainly Argentina came close to that. Mexico not too long ago. I mean, what difference does it make if you cannot buy anything with the money anymore? Or if you had $100,000 in a bank and 2 years from now can only buy $25,000 worth of goods for it, I mean, that's a 75% loss, and that's what we're looking at here in the United States.
Meanwhile, gold is up over four times. Silver is up almost five times.
Yeah, it is. I mean, just gold and silver is holding its purchasing power. It still can buy what it used to be able to buy. Obviously, the premiums will start to rise on gold and silver as a larger percentage of people start to buy it, but you know what? The dollar is doomed. We're at the end of the rope of a 100-year run of a fiat monetary system. That's what we are.
Just like you said,
Alex, the interest rates are going up on the European countries right now, and the bankers get to print this for nothing and then collect even that greater sum. You know, it's just, and they're the ones who are creating the inflation in the first
place. And Europe's about a year or two ahead of us, so after they're done raping them, they're coming over here. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get the best deals out there, period. 800-686-2237. I'd say your purchase supports the network, but these prices, it really doesn't. 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold those prices?
Well, we're holding them till midnight tonight. We'll see what the market brings tomorrow.
You notice, folks, it just went up. I wouldn't wait. 800-686-2237. Now, in a minute or two, and it'll be with us till 40 after next hour, then I'm going to tell you who the real puppet masters are, because Glenn Beck says it's George Soros, and it's not. George Soros is a bad guy and a globalist, but give me a break. We're going to tell you who the real puppet masters are with Max Kaiser, but I'm going to give you my take coming up after he leaves us in about an hour. Now, before we go to Max Kaiser, I've got to play these clips to get his take on it. Here is 100 years after they set up the banking cartel operation. The meeting was secret at Jekyll Island until just a few decades ago. They denied this meeting even happened. with the big private banking heads to take over and set up the Federal Reserve. And this is what Greenspan said from a speech televised from Jekyll Island, Georgia. He talks about bankers being criminal. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see Bernanke kind of freak out and when he says this. But this is the rats, knowing they're going to be blamed for what they've done, trying to imply that somebody else did it. Back when Greenspan got rid of the Glass-Steagall with Hillary Clinton and others, and the Republican helpers, you notice he hedged his bets then and said, this irrational exuberance. So here they are engineering this and now telling us about the problem. As I read earlier, Greenspan talking about, warning of weak dollar. Let's play this new clip. You'll hear the audio of your radio. You'll see it of your PrisonPlanet.tv of Greenspan making this admission of criminality and banking. Here it is.
There's two fundamental reforms that we need to get adequate capital and two, to get far higher levels of enforcement of fraud statutes. Existing ones, I'm not even talking about new ones. Things were being done which were certainly illegal and clearly criminal in certain cases, which... And fraud is a fact. Fraud creates very considerable instability in competitive markets. If you cannot trust your counterparties, it won't work.
All right.
Indeed, we saw.
So he's admitting fraud by the bankers, but how many of them are in jail? Got another clip coming up where he says the Federal Reserve's above the law. Max Keiser, who needs no introduction, syndicated radio host here on Genesis Saturday mornings, BBC TV show, RT TV show, Press TV TV show, MaxKeiser.com. Max, what is your take on what you just heard?
I am the puppet master.
It's you. You're the one that's behind it all.
That's the big news.
Well, Max, we're going to talk about that later, who you really think the puppet masters are. We know it's the Fortune 100 and the military-industrial complex. But what's your take on a bizarre Jekyll Island, Georgia meeting where they're talking about criminal bankers?
Right. Well, the word is fraud, and it's been fraud's been the key word for a long time now. If you listen to guys like Bill Black, who did the savings and loan cleanup, he cleaned up some of the fraud that was systemic at that time.
Professor William K. Black.
Yep, William K. Black. Now, nobody has really done anything to clean up the fraud in the system now. And if you look at this foreclosure nightmare, as we've been talking about, banks like on Wall Street have been committing fraud five different ways, plus they've created an assembly line of fraud, industrial-strength fraud. It's not just a couple of one-offs, a couple of forged documents here, a little bit of shady dealing there. They've created this assembly line of fraud where they forged thousands of documents and they securitized hundreds of billions and trillions worth of fraudulent securities, and they sold these to banks all over the world. Then they created credit default swaps to make bets on the very fraudulent securities that they created to cash in again.
So it's a Ponzi scheme that took over the world.
An industrial strength assembly line Ponzi scheme. It's made huge. Now, when somebody in the U.S., for example, forecloses, they have their house foreclosed upon, they lose, let's say, $100,000, the banks on Wall Street make $6 million. They make $6 million. So, of course, it's because they have the credit default swap, they made the bet that the homeowner would foreclose. Then they got the homeowner to sign off on fraudulent documents when they signed the mortgage to begin with. Then they resold those mortgages fraudulently into the securities market, guaranteeing that it someday would come when the homeowner would foreclose. They couldn't pay on their debt, and then the banks cash in again, 30-1 leverage. So it's an assembly line of fraud. And, of course, Wall Street's paying themselves $140 billion record bonuses this year at the end of the year for their Christmas bonus for having committed the biggest, massive, fraudulent securities boondoggle in the history of the United States. And they're paying themselves hundreds of billions of dollars. I didn't hear Greenspan suggest that the banks on Wall Street should be confiscating, have that wealth confiscated at the end of the year. If he's saying it's fraud, and we all know it is fraud, then how come he's not saying, and other folks are not saying that, okay, then if the American people own these banks after bailing them out and they've committed fraud, then give us back our $140 million. Don't pay yourself that in bonuses, number one. And number two, start paying us back some of the other money you stole. Where's the you know, the money back to us.
No, Max. Instead, they're saying we want global VAT, global carbon. We're going to have this new Bank of the World around the IMF. You're going to pay taxes to us. We're going to have a partially gold-backed SDR. So when they talk about fraud, they just want to be able to shut down their competition.
Well, yeah, I mean, Robert Zoellick, who's the president of the World Bank at the G20, started talking about a global gold-backed security, gold-backed currency. Now, up until that statement, every time I came on your show and others came on your show, the Salentes or Peter Schiff or anybody who's been on your show, Bob Chapman, talking about this, of course, they were met with a wall of derision up until a few days ago. Now it's mainstream news. Robert Zoellick is talking about a global currency that will in part respect to some degree gold. So this is the beginning now of a global currency that has a gold component, and it's the beginning of the end of the dollar as a world reserve currency. Even Zoellick himself said at the G20 meeting, the era of dollar as world reserve currency is now over. He said it right in the minutes of the meeting. There's no debate about it anymore. And what we're talking about, how this is all going to go down, is basically like we saw during the creation of the euro. Remember, those countries simply traded in all their local currencies for the euro. Well, what we're going to see are the U.S. and other countries are going to be swapping the dollar.
Stay there. And that's going to be the code.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Coming up in about 45 minutes from now, I'm going to show you the real puppet masters, not George Soros. Max Kaiser's our guest. When they made everybody turn their currencies into the euro, if you go and pull it up, depending on the nation, 10, 15, 20, 30% loss in currency valuation. So it's a kind of a hidden bank holiday devaluation system. Max Keiser, you've called all this with precision. Please continue with what you were breaking down of how they're going to do this, how you see them carrying this out.
Right. So like we saw with the creation of the euro, the U.S. is in a situation right now where they cannot pay down their debt. No matter they could collect 100% of taxes of all of the revenues, and they'd not be able to pay down this debt. If people paid 100% of their income as tax, you've got $14 trillion budget deficit and another 50 or 60 trillion in other debts in the country. So the U.S. is technically bankrupt. So they're either going to default on their government bonds, or they can inflate the currency to death. Now those are the one and two choices. The third choice, when either of those two don't work, is to swap a dollar for this new global currency, which means that for the average American, the effect will be, as far as economically, they won't be much different. However, they will have lost their sovereignty, and that's the key. Just like European countries lost their individual sovereignty and now answer to Brussels as the bureaucracy that governs Europe, Americans will exchange their sovereignty for a global currency, and they'll answer to a global World Bank institution. But they won't suffer any immediate economic consequences, and so they'll take that easier, softer way. Within a few years, of course, they'll suffer, as anyone does who's living under the yoke of an foreign occupation. But America will gladly swap for this global currency because they'll sell it. They'll be sold to them as a painless way to transition out of these debts.
Well, Max, I couldn't say it any better than that. So what do we do to counter this?
Well, I mean, yeah, the people who are in a position to make effective policy to maintain America's sovereignty would be Bernanke and Geithner and these people. They are the people on the front lines. The job of the Fed is to protect the currency, and that's their primary job, and they've abdicated that responsibility. They are working hand in glove with the folks who, like Robert Zoellick over at the World Bank, to create this new global currency. And so they're the guys who are in a position to do something about it. Now, if you're talking about what can individuals do, I have been talking on your show for a long time now about the people who I call the gold and silver vigilantes, people like John Embry up in Canada, Sprott Asset Management, who's taking physical delivery. And you see what's happening in silver. The silver market in the last couple of weeks is a direct result of these guys who I call the silver vigilantes demanding physical delivery of their silver and busting.
Because there's limited supplies. The J.P. Morgan and others have been caught manipulating gold and silver market by physically taking it. It shows that they're naked shorting the market with gold and silver that doesn't exist.
Yeah, they sold silver that doesn't exist. So they've sold 100 times more silver. And we know this from the testimony from the whistleblower from the London Bullion Markets Association just a couple of months ago. And someone will be on my show, Keiser Report, with some blockbuster news they're going to be breaking on my show in a couple of weeks. But we know that the London Bullion Markets Association, during this whistleblower testimony, is short 100 times the silver that they actually have in the vault. So they've been selling contracts tied to silver that doesn't exist. So what these huge fund managers, these gold and silver vigilantes, as I call them, what they're doing now is they're forcing the issue. And this is what's behind this huge move in silver, and we see a huge move in gold. So those guys are the heroes. Those guys are taking on the central bank crooks.
And they already tried to kill the whistleblower ramming his car. He better get his info out fast or he's going to be deader than a hammer. Max, we're back in 70 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.